Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number two, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, an authorized sports betting partner of the NBA, with an amazing offer for new customers. You bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game, and if they do, you win $200 in free bets. That's right, $5 gets you $200. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. Bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game and win $200 in free bets. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Quarter number two, the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, along with Thomas Frank Carr, known as T-Frank. And T-Frank, first quarter, we look back at the first half of the season. Now it's time to look forward. Penn State begins their second half this coming weekend with Illinois. And there are some issues that came up in this Iowa game where Penn State lost a week and a half ago. Frustrating loss with Sean Clifford coming out of the game with the injury, turned everything around. Now, James Franklin is not giving us any hint as to when Sean Clifford will be back, except to say he's not ruled out for the season, which is good news. The question becomes, though, if Taquan Roberson has to be the guy, what did you see in that first game against Iowa from him? What do you expect going forward from him?
So this is a kind of a sticking point for me in that we've talked about this a couple times in the show. My gut is not encouraged by what I saw, but I'm not going to listen to my gut because I've seen him for literally one game. Now, we've seen him sporadically through the spring and some mop-up duty late in games earlier this season. But again, I said this after the game, we've never seen a game plan tailored to his strengths. So first off, we don't really know what his strengths are. We know he has a strong arm. We know he has zip on the ball. So, can Penn State scheme some things up where he can take some laser shots down the field, fit in tight windows down the field? We don't really know. That is going to be a big part of the second half of the season, not only his availability, but then what can they do to accentuate his strengths and hide his weaknesses? The fear, obviously, is that he has too many weaknesses to hide, and that certain things you just can't hide those things, and teams will force you into those situations. I did a video earlier this week about five players that need to step up, and the major criticism I got was, first off, didn't include any of the offensive line, and Roberson wasn't on the list. Well, maybe it's fair to say that the offensive line, I just set them aside because it's obvious, but Roberson, we don't know enough about. So what does he do? What doesn't he do? We'll find out for sure in this Illinois game, because if there's one thing that I found watching the film is, the good news is they've got good schemes and they've got good plans. The bad news is they have terrible players. So Penn State will face schematically some good challenges, but they should be able to overcome anything they see. And we'll find out a little more about Taquan Roberson.
We definitely will. And you bring up a good point. One game, his first game in a hostile environment, and he wasn't helped by the running game, by the offensive line. He wasn't helped by the tight end dropping a couple passes.
And I know
he was put in a bad position as you could.
And I know that this has been a complaint, is that, well, look at what happened to Purdue. And yes, I think that there's some fairness there. Purdue has been with Jeff Brohm for how many years now? And I think that's the biggest point, is this is Mike Yersich's first year working with Taquan Roberson. It's the third string quarterback from 2020 who's been elevated to the second string. Some people, they don't want to hear an excuse. They just want this team to be 6-0. And okay, you know, I understand how you feel, but these are the facts that we're working with. And that team in particular, that defense in particular, they feast on guys like Taquan Roberson who are young and inexperienced and don't know what they're looking at. The quarterbacks at Purdue are in that system for a reason, because they can do those things. And that's why Purdue was able to expose it the way Penn State was exposing it before Clifford got injured.
Purdue didn't have their second team quarterback like Will Levis transfer.
Right.
And, you know, it would have been a different situation if Will Levis was still there. But again, I understand transfer portal, it's the new reality in college football, especially at quarterback. Let's go to the other side of the ball where P.J. Mustafa, you talked to him about him in the first quarter, T. Frank, and how well he has played and what a difference he has made. Well, unlike Clifford, Mustafa has been ruled out for the rest of the season. Now what for Penn State's defense? How bad will that affect them? And what do you see in the young guys who need to fill in the gap there?
Well, there's some good news, bad news. The good news is that his direct replacement is already playing, and that's Derek Tangelo. So what they were doing is when Mustafa would need to come off the field, for the most part, now this is nothing is ever 100%, but for the most part, Derek Tangelo would then slide over to the nose tackle position, and then they would play one of the young guys at the three technique. So that particular role is going to be occupied by a veteran who knows what he's doing and has in the ballpark skill level as far as the ability to do some of the things that Mustafa was doing. It's just Derek Tangelo is smaller and less powerful and brings more quickness and more block shedding, but doesn't have the tools physically that P.J. Mustafa had. And that was a part of the secret sauce, is that P.J. Mustafa was doing things to free up linebackers that weren't necessarily showing up. So, you know, and it's not even playing the big hog in the middle of the defense and holding up two blockers. That was some of it, but it was also you could line him up in one gap and he would be over in the next one on a run stunt immediately with quickness and with size so that he would get to his position. And then you would have mental errors by the offensive line and free rushes at the running back for a guy like Ellis Brooks or Brandon Smith. You will have less of that. There's no way around it. You're not going to be able to do as many things going forward without Mustafa and Tangelo out there at the same time as two fifth-year seniors, or I think Tangelo is a fifth-year senior. But you just won't have that. You're going to have to find some other ways, and it's going to have to be a collective effort in stepping up to play the run a little bit better. One of the things that happened in the second half versus Iowa is Ellis Brooks started playing out of his mind and started just beating blocks on his own. And two, they started simplifying things a little bit more against that zone running scheme because, you know, those young guys were not playing as well. Of the two, the guy that I've singled out that needs to play a little bit better in my mind is Keziah Izzard, because I think he has more to give. He's bigger. He's the best physical comparison to what P.J. Mustafa is, albeit he's sub 300 with a lot of room to grow, and Mustafa was the fully formed version of himself. But if you can get more from him in quickness, penetration, playing with a little more explosiveness, he's shown flashes of that. Consistency there is going to be the thing, and that is something that can happen going forward with more playing time.
All right, Illinois is coming up this weekend. If you're still looking for a place to stay in Happy Valley, don't forget gopsurv.com. Special deals for the Illinois weekend. Go to gopsurv.com, or you can call Mark at 800-519-8467 for more information. All right, T. Frank, last week it was interesting. At his press conference, James Franklin talked about self-scouting. This is the time to do it. You got a week off. Mm-hmm. You self-scout. You take a step back, and you're able to look at your team. And it was interesting. He talked about each side of the ball, offense, scouting offense, defense, scouting defense, and then crossing over and scouting each other. If James Franklin said, hey, T. Frank, I need your help here on this self-scouting, what would you tell James Franklin if you've been watching a game film every week?
Well, first off, are you kissing up to me? Because that was my question. Because that's well done if that's the case.
I did not realize that was yes. You asking it. I should have realized that, T. Frank. Congrats to you. I did not know that. It was the best question. Now I'm asking you. You're our expert. You are the KSN scout. Tell me, what did you see on the film, and what would you advise James Franklin? Because I know he does call you on this stuff, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. Yes, he and I have long conversations about scheme and personnel, the two things that he talks about as much as injury. So that's basically what we do. You know, they're in a tough – I would say they're in a tough spot because of what we just talked about with Mustafa of – I don't think you needed to change a whole lot when it comes to what they were doing defensively. You know, even if you boil it down to the busted coverage that won Iowa the game, they're trying to do stuff to get interceptions and it's working, you know? So I don't really have too many criticisms about that when it comes to the defensive side of the ball. I just, you need guys to play a little bit better. Brandon Smith needs to take that next step when it comes to playing with physicality and with technique in the box. He needs to disengage a little bit better. So I think it's just ability to play a little bit better. You know, just from a big picture view, my concern with this defense sometimes is that Brent Pry likes to bring zone blitzes and blitzes from depth. And that means not lined up on the line of scrimmage. You're bringing guys that are delayed blitzes or things like that. And the problem is if you don't time them right, and Curtis Jacobs is doing a better job of this, but if you don't time them right, what you're doing is you're just giving the offense hours of time to throw the ball against fewer players in the secondary. That's never been my favorite thing, but it has gotten good results at times for Penn State. On the offensive side of the ball, I think you need to throw the tight ends a little more. For Mike Yurcich, the breakdown of who gets the receptions has been exactly what we looked at to begin the season. Two receivers and then everybody else. And that's been pretty much what it's been, except the fact that it's Parker Washington in the slot instead of a boundary receiver like Keandre Lambert-Smith. With potentially running a young quarterback out there, I would say that the tight ends are a security blanket for most teams, but the security blanket in college football is the swing pass on bubble screens. So I don't know that you want to double down on that, but I would just say maybe if you can get some easy shots over the middle of the field to either Parker Washington or Brenton Strange, I would try and do that a little more so that you can give your quarterback some easier throws that are predictable and that get catch and run, so he's not having to throw the ball, and that's the majority of the yards. But that's a tough ask. Again, that's another tough ask. I don't know that that's something that it's like a note that they're doing wrong.
Gotcha. All right, that is going to have to be it for quarter number two and our look ahead to the second half of the season. When we come back, quarter number three, this is where we take your questions that you've submitted for T. Frank, and he gives you the expert answer. Stay tuned for that.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an authorized sports betting partner of the NBA, has an amazing offer for new customers. Bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game, and if they do, you win $200 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. Bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game and win $200 in free bets. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.